This morning we continue with the theme of discipleship. And as we look at the gospel readings over the summer season, saying, what does this gospel reading teach us about faithful discipleship as followers of Jesus Christ? Well, today we have the familiar story of Mary and Martha. So the question I like to ask at the beginning is, how many of you see yourselves more like Martha? How many of you see yourselves more like Mary? How many see yourselves as both? Let's think about that a little bit. Mary and Martha are both examples of discipleship, and they are both faithful examples of discipleship. Hospitality and serving, and listening and learning. Being and doing. And they're each integrated into who we are and how we live out our experience of faith as disciples of Jesus Christ. Well, on the one hand, it seems like this could be an either-or scenario that unfolds. Either you're Mary or you're Martha. One who sits at Jesus' feet, or one who serves him hospitably. And the problem is that that either-or scenario has the real potential to lead to comparisons and to competition. It sets out to say that one way is better than the other way. It is more faithful to be Mary, isn't it? It's more faithful to be Martha, isn't it? That's the conversation that happens. And is that helpful? I don't think so, for the discipleship to which we are called. And the truth is, we are called to be both and, not either or. The church and our ministry and our witness and our mission needs to be both and, both Mary and Martha. And so let's explore a bit more what that means for us. Discipleship as followers of Jesus Christ is not about being in competition of Jesus' attention or his affirmation. Discipleship isn't about sibling rivalry as children of God, which we can be oh so good at. Which child is better? Which child is more appreciated? Which child is of more value? And when it comes to being children of God, how can we even ask those questions in the first place? The issue that Jesus had with Martha wasn't that she was busy being hospitable. It wasn't that she was busy in the kitchen preparing the meal. Jesus had an issue with Martha in that she was worried and she was distracted. And that pulled her in a different direction, which took her away from being truly hospitable to her guest, the one who had called, that she was called to serve in that moment. Whatever it was that she was doing, she wasn't fully present to Jesus. Now, Jesus would undoubtedly have praised Martha for the attention that she gave to his needs as she hosted him in her home, as she didn't need to draw attention to what she was doing and how important that was. And more importantly, she didn't need to draw attention to what Mary wasn't doing. The truth is, our rivalries are the very thing that end up distracting us from what is most important and what is most faithful in our ministries of discipleship. What's the waste of time in discipleship? It's not in either serving hospitably or in sitting attentively, listening and engaged. It is in comparing ourselves with the other disciple. It is in making judgments and assumptions rather than setting into where God has placed us at this particular moment, with the role that we have been given at this particular time. And yes, maybe it will be different tomorrow, but we need to accept it for what it is right now, without worry, without distraction, and experience the blessing that God is making available to us. I wonder what might it mean to try out other aspects of discipleship, to embrace a different kind of approach to our spiritual lives. What might it mean to take the time to learn about God if we often say we're too busy to learn about God? What would it mean to learn more about ourselves and our faith and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? And if we spend a lot of time wanting to learn what that's all about, what would it mean to put that into action, into servanthood ministries? It's not either or. It's both and. You see, it's far too familiar, easy for us to fall into those familiar patterns. The things that we're comfortable with. If we're always in the kitchen, perhaps we need to allow ourselves the other privilege of sitting at Jesus' feet. And if we're always sitting at Jesus' feet, then maybe we need to open up the possibility of a discipleship, of being the one who faithfully serves. Discipleship is about experiencing kingdom moments of grace. I wonder, what could the kingdom moment have been for Martha? And what was the kingdom moment for Mary? And more importantly, relevant to today, is what is the kingdom moment of grace for us out of our discipleship? The times that we serve Jesus faithfully, and the times that we have the privilege of sitting at his feet. It's far too easy to judge, to be in comparison, to make assumptions about one another and about our faithfulness as disciples of Jesus Christ. And I witnessed that this past week at General Synod. Judgments were made. There was a competition which set up winners and losers. There were assumptions on all sides that were often hurtful. People's faithfulness to the gospel was challenged. Their integrity as disciples was challenged. And for what purpose? Certainly not the unity Christ himself asks of us. Not brotherly and sisterly love as the body of Christ. It was sibling rivalry that brought the worst out in us and in our relationship together as the body of Christ. The truth that I know, the truth that I believe in the depths of my soul, is that living out our discipleship in competition with, in opposition to, in judgment of the institution or of individuals within the institution, that will keep us worried. That will cause us to be even more fragile than we already are. And it will lead us to be out of earshot of the words that lead us to the fullness of life that God offers us in the kingdom of God. For me, as I reflect on my own experience, as I hear again this familiar story, Jesus calls us out of these rivaling relationships and into the kingdom moments that we are invited into. The truth is, without that rivalry, we can still attend to the daily demands of life. But hopefully with none of us seeing ourselves as a victim of someone, without muttering curses under our breath at some other. I think the lesson to be learned is we can still be in the kitchen and listen to Jesus too. Jesus' voice is loud enough to be heard. And I think the hardest question of all for us to be honest about and to grapple with is, who are we in rivalry with? especially others in the body of Christ? Are we willing to withdraw from the competition and trust that listening will draw us together into the kingdom of God? We know this to be true. The spirit of Martha, the spirit of Mary, they live on today in us, in our experience of church, and so too does their sibling rivalry. But the truth, I believe, is we need balance. We need to be open. We need to be honest. We need to be in dialogue. We need to be intentionally listening. And out of that, learning more and more the discipline of faithful discipleship. I wonder what it would have been like if Martha had come into the room and instead of accusing Mary, had said, "Can we talk about this? Can I learn from you and can you learn from me? And together can we become better disciples because of that?" I wonder. And I wonder what would happen if we did that in the church today, whether it's at a parish level, a diocesan level, a national level, or internationally. Being fragmented won't contribute to the mission that God calls us into. It is by being united, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can fully enter into the joy and the promise of serving God as we are called to. When we're called to active servanthood, we are also called to be nurtured and fed. We need both. And our discipleship demands both of us. Time to be Mary and time to be Martha. And never, never, never judging the other in the room, making assumptions, or competing with each other, because that only diminishes our witness. That only diminishes our discipleship. So as we hear that familiar story again today and reflect on it, let's celebrate the opportunities to be Martha. Let's celebrate and give thanks for the opportunities we can be Mary. And let's seek in all things, in our being and in our doing, to honor God to the fullest by honoring one another. Amen.